What's good? This is Ultimate Media Rewind. We review everything popular in the media today. While you're at it, go follow us on Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook at KRHS Media.
Black Panther, the album, is a compilation of music from and inspired by the 2018 Marvel movie Black Panther. The album released on February 9, 2018. The album was released through the labels of Top Dog Entertainment, Aftermath Entertainment, and Interscope Records. Executive producer of Black Panther, the album, Kendrick Lamar, said this on Twitter.
Black Panther, respect to all the artists / producers that allowed me to execute a sound for the soundtrack. The concept of producing and composing a project other than my own has always been ideal. I appreciate the experience, loved ones. Continue to be great.
Black Panther, the album, touches the theme of leadership, betrayal, and self-acceptance. All these themes can be heard throughout the duration of the project. I think the album is full of amazing tracks, like King's Dead, Pray For Me, and Big Shot. However, the track that I think that stands out the most on the album is Ops.
Ops on the radar.
You're dead to me.
How you wanna play ball?
You're dead to me.
Takes off.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
You know what?
Because it has a clubby beat and Kendrick on the hook, which is the perfect mix. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give this album a 9, so make sure to check it out. This album is one of a kind and a dime in a thousand pennies. This podcast was brought to you by KRHS Media.
Robert D. Long just released his new single the other day on August 27th called Revolutionary. Honestly, it's a great listen. If you have time or you're interested in looking for something new, I definitely recommend this song. Amazon Music just featured it on the top spot of the 20. And it's no wonder, the beat is smooth, and I love all the other instrumentals. Work great together. It's got that techno feel that I really enjoy. Great for any millennials. If you're into trying something new, definitely go check him out. He's got some great stuff.
On April 20th, 2018, J. Cole drops KOD, which means multiple things such as King Overdose, Kids on Drugs, and Kill Our Demons. As you may know, J. Cole makes music deeper than melodies. He makes it for the brain and to inspire the followers of his music, using songs such as 1985 in order to give upcoming artists advice on how to prolong their careers and make sure they are well off even after they are finished making their music. Also using songs such as ATM to show that money is not the biggest thing in life to have. It's all about love and other things that he promotes in his music. I'd recommend this album to anyone growing and going through changes at the moment because it gives people advice and things that you are not to chase and what you would want in life to make you happy. So I would recommend this to anyone from the ages 16 and up because it has everything that we need to hear in ourselves.